The book is called Writing Out of the Closet. It features work from 20 students across North America. The book is dedicated, quote, to all the young LGBTQ writers still waiting to be heard. Kyle O'Daniel is one of the editors. He teaches English at Mohammed Seymour High School. He says the project came about in part because he realized the work of young LGBTQ artists wasn't being represented.
There are actually a lot of barriers for young LGBTQ artists and writers to publishing their work, either because there are not enough avenues to do so, because they feel they might be censored, or even because they censor themselves.
Co-editor Aaron McCulloch is a professor in the School of Teaching and Learning at Illinois State University. She considers herself an ally to the LGBTQ community. McCulloch says the book mixes experiences of activism and resistance with joy and happiness.
There seems to be a single narrative of the LGBTQ youth experience, right, of trauma and pain. And yes, that's out there, but that's not, of course, the only experience there is.
One trans artist in the collection is Jax Wokus. He's now a student at the University of Washington in Seattle. Wokus says trans youth are often left out of the conversation completely.
We are so often the subject of these like big debates, and people don't even like talk to us about like, oh, hey, you're the one being directly impacted by this. How do you like feel about this?
Wokus says it's important for people who are questioning or out to be able to see themselves represented in media. He grew up in what he says was a very Christian part of Illinois.
I straight up didn't know that LGBT people existed until middle school. Because it just wasn't a topic that came up.
Three pieces of his art appear in the book. He says he created it to express his feelings as a gay trans person of color. Wokus says his art has a very in-your-face style.
The first one that I did was this charcoal piece of a person in a bathroom with all these eyes like cemented into the room staring at the person. And I did that on purpose to make the viewer uncomfortable.
He says the trans bathroom debate was big at the time. Wokus says he wanted people to understand how it felt using public bathrooms as a trans person. Another piece draws on his experiences with a date at a school dance.
I wanted to really show that, like, the pure ecstasy that exists with, like, love and whatnot. And I think that's a very good a very important representation to see visually.
Where Wokus relies on the visual medium, others in the collection use words as their palette. Nathan Lee comes from California. He says he wrote his poetry in the book back when he was first coming out as trans and struggling with dysphoria.
I wanted to kind of make the reader feel the same objectification and disconnect from my body that I was experiencing. And that's what was kind of going on when I was like comparing my body, parts of my body to different objects.
Lee now studies at the University of California, Davis. He says he wants to use his art to connect to other trans people of color. And he says his work isn't necessarily for everybody.
I don't think you can inspire somebody to advocacy just through art. I think it's important that you actually put yourself to work during real, meaningful, like, things that will materially help marginalized groups.
Lee says representation can be helpful for people who are questioning or out.
I think it's an important gateway to recognizing that, like, there are other ways to exist than just cisgender heterosexual, and that you can, like, survive and thrive even if you're gay or trans or whatever.
Lee says art can help queer people find power in their experiences.
We read and consume art and media because it's beautiful, because it makes us feel something. And I think it's important to let like queer people know that, like, yes, your experiences are beautiful, your experiences are meaningful, and that they can see themselves in things that resonate with people.
Editor Erin McCulloch says she hopes the book will benefit both the young and the old. She says she gave a copy of the collection to an older friend of hers.
We were chatting and he says, this is what I needed when I was that age. And so I want this to be something that's really positive for young people. But I also think it's a really good thing for people of all ages as well.
Co-editor Kyle O'Daniel says the book also reflects the changing of the times from the days of limited LGBTQ narratives in media.
A lot of the representations that are even just, you know, 10, 15 years old, definitely tell that one single story. But now if you turn on the TV today, it's a much different experience. So I hope that the book kind of provides that different experience as well.
O'Daniel says he hopes there'll be more volumes of the collection and more chances to raise the voices of young LGBTQ people. I'm Christine Hatfield.